SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Make sure you get the SportsGrid app on iOS or Android. It's free. You're going to love it. You can watch the network. It's got the TV side. You can listen to the network. It's got the radio side on it. It really is unbelievable. Follow your favorite hosts like Carver High. And it's even got in-game odds. Can you imagine? The SportsGrid app. Get it today free on iOS or Android. Hey, did you know we're streaming on X? We're streaming on X right now. We're streaming on X every day, all day, always, 7 days per at SportsGrid-Live. You can get the Pharrell Coast to Coast and Pharrell on a Bench podcast on Apple, iTunes, or wherever you get podcasts, Monday through Friday. Both shows are on there. Check them out. I think you'll dig them. Let's look at the lineup for tonight on SportsGrid TV. It's 6 Eastern after this very show. It's GTD Game Time Decisions with the mayor of Miami, Joe Ranieri, at 8 o'clock until 10. It's the original OG in-game live with Scott Wetzel and Dave Sharapan. And then at 10, it's Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci and friends. That includes the Prime Minister, Cam Stewart, live in Toronto, joining him in Vancouver on Sports Rage. On Sports Grid Radio at 8 to 10, it's Carver and Lisi. You get it all on Sports Grid TV and Sports Grid Radio. As we go into Hour 2, we start with Bobby Portis, who's been AWOL, finally ready to ball again for his squad. I know he's fired up, Mike.
Yeah, he certainly is. And, of course, Bobby Portis had a 25-game suspension that he sat out this year. He has just recently come back. And as he's going to tell you in this clip, he's had a very rough year.
Ain't nothing going to bother me anymore. I done been through so much in my life the last year. I got thrown out of a playoff game. I got robbed. My grandma died. I got suspended for 25 games. Can't nobody knock me off my swag no more. Respectfully. Just saying, though. I'm here. I'm ready to hoop. I ain't hooped in a minute. I'm just ready to play ball. Check ball, man. We here.
There you go. I mean, he laid
that
it out
for great.
You.
Check
he,
ball.
He let you know.
Let's go.
Check ball. I mean, he's.
No, he did. He got robbed. Late. His house got robbed. His grandma died. He had everything suspended. You name it. And he's like, you can't knock me off my swag. Let's go. Let's check ball. Let's go. Love it.
Getting involved. Your boy Bobby Portis, of course, the Pacers and the Bucks will open up on Saturday.
Did you know he was that cool? I never, because he always has those bug eyes. I never knew he
just
was that cool.
He's just laid back off the court. You know, he's just trying to be chill. He's just like he said, like he's had a lot of bad stuff going
Gummy
on
Bear
for him
City.
In the last year. He's just trying to get right, and he just wants to hoop. So he'll start hooping Saturday, game one, Bucks and the Pacers in Indiana.
They're going to need him when they lose that series.
They're going to need him. Aaron Gordon of the Nuggets, first player in NBA history to improve at least 10% in three-point percentage and free throw percentage from 1 year to the next. He went up 14.6%. on his threes, went up 15.2% from the line this year. Call that dedication when you're able to work that hard.
First guy in history to ever do it.
Yeah. Both 10 plus in the same season year
That's
to year.
Crazy.
That's
crazy.
Big jump. Tremendous job by him. And James Harden also, since the 2012-2013 season, so you're talking about 12 years now, Harden is second in the NBA in 20-point games, and he has the most 30-plus, 40-plus, and 50-plus games in that time span. And you sent me that clip of him talking in the practice yesterday, and sometimes those clips are tough because, you know, there's like 600 balls bouncing behind a guy's head, and it's impossible to hear him. But I heard what he said, basically. If it wasn't for Steph and the Warriors, I'd probably have a title. Is pretty much summing up.
That's why I said it. Because he's like, you know, I'm a badass, and the reason I don't have any rings is because of Steph Curry. And he goes, but look at the reality of it is, that's why I sent that stuff today, because that is crazy. Second most 20-plus, and the most 30, 40, and 50 games. He's the king of big scoring games. And people don't respect him at all because he has no rings. My man can flat out torch your ass playing basketball. I mean, this guy scores at will. And I am telling you, that team he's on now, Kawhi Leonard and Zubats and Powell and Jones, they mean business. And this cat is going to put on some shows in this postseason. Trust me, he's filling it up.
He's filling it up, and they're going to need him, obviously, as you mentioned, because they have a big test ahead with the Nuggets, of course. That starts on Saturday as well. All right, next up for you, we have tonight two more play-in games. These are the 9-10 games that we are going to have this evening. The Heat will visit Chicago in the first game in the Eastern Conference. Heat head coach Eric Spoelstra, of course, they've been in this spot a lot the last 5 years since they started the play-in tournament, giving you what you need in a one-and-done game.
I hope so. I mean, it makes you feel alive. That's for damn sure. You know, anything that it just raises the stakes. Again, you know, I've mentioned it. Our locker room doesn't feel this way, but, you know, well, certainly on the outside you can think, oh, this is the 9 playing 10. What does that mean? Well, it means a lot. We have an opportunity, you know, to get a win, get us closer to another game, you know, to ideally get another win to get in this party. But it's going to be competitive, and, you know, that's what I'm looking forward to see if it can bring out a higher level, and that's what I expect.
I think they can win. I don't think they can win twice. I don't. I think their season has been a nightmare because of Jimmy Butler. And it's that simple. There's nothing else to say. And I don't think that the rest of them, including Hero Sandwich or Bam, picked up the pieces and cleaned up the floor enough. I think there was still some glass on the floor. He shattered glass all over their season, and I think there's still some glass on the floor. And I think it's going to be their undoing. I really do. But we'll see. Let's see if they can win tonight, and then I'll start believing that they might have a shot on Friday night. They have to win two just to get in. So, you know, that's the downside nobody wants to talk about this 9-10. You have to win two. If you would have won the 7, you're already in. Those two teams last night are in. Dubs are in. Magic are in. These other teams all have to – now it's one and done for all of them. So there's a lot of stress involved in it too. And I think teams that have struggled and had problems and chaos – usually it catches up with them, I think.
Well, forget about winning two. I don't think they're going to win one. Bulls minus 1.5 tonight in Chicago. 220.5 is the total. I like the Bulls. I think they're going to beat them.
So do I.
Very simple and to the point there for Chicago. And I think that Chicago can beat Atlanta on Friday night. I'm with you. I don't think Miami can win both games. I think Chicago can. I think Chicago could go in and beat them on Friday.
I think Chicago has three guys that can score a lot. And I don't think Atlanta has that. Now, look, LeVert is capable. I mean, I saw him last night make some pretty good plays. But let's calm down here. It's ice tray or nothing for me.
They are about to start in San Diego with the Cubs and the Padres, and now the Mets and the Twins have gone into 10th after the Mets scored 3 in the 8th to tie the game. They are going to the bottom half of the 10th inning, 3-3 at Target.
Soto had a shot in the 9th to win it and blew it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back for El Coast to Coast here on a Wednesday, a golf Wednesday on C2C. As we get ready, we move from the Masters to the RBC Heritage, the big lighthouse at Hilton Head, South Carolina. Everybody very excited. The tartan jacket. Get the green jacket. We've got the tartan jacket this week. And, of course, the Prime Minister, Cam Stewart, is with us every week on Golf Wednesday to give us all the preview on the picks. Cam, let's just start this off real fast.
Yep.
Man, that was some roller coaster ride on Sunday there in Augusta. And look, you know, we obviously didn't have Rory because of the price. We had a lot of other stuff that came through, whether it was Patrick Reed and Rose top Englishman. Mm-hmm. And we obviously Rose first round leader round for leader. Us last week was an enormous hit that got us through the entire weekend. But a very wild Masters on Sunday, Cam.
You're telling me, Carver. I was really surprised to see DeChambeau give it away like that. He's a money player. And it kind of bothered me because he was my horse. And he just, you know, after a while, he just got back and there's no more gas in the tank. He kind of knew it was over. But got to give Justin Rose a lot of credit, pal. Like, he could have faded into oblivion. And then next thing you know, the guy's right there. And Rory hits Hero. He actually does better, Carver, when he's behind a tree or pine straw to 3 feet rather than a simple chip that goes in the creek. Like, he hit Hero shots. Like, I got to be honest with you. Some of those shots were like video game stuff. Rose could have won the Masters, bro. Like, that's what a Masters.
That's crazy. That shot, and I still say it was the best one, and he hit a lot of unbelievable shots. The one on 7 where he got it over those trees, and it looked like it could have hit the trees like 5 times and then landed right on the stick on the 7th green. That was the most ridiculous shot I thought he hit, even better than the one on 15, which set him up for the eagle. It was unreal, some of the stuff Rory did. All right, we're on to Harbortown, of course, for the RBC now, and we move very quickly. Elevated event, signature event. All the heavies are here except Rory. He's taking a week off. I don't blame him after winning the Masters. But everyone else is here, including defending champion Scottie Scheffler, who is the heavy chalk at the top of the board, as he usually is. I'm curious, Cam, if maybe, you know, another week of him not winning, can he slip back down into the fours and fives at least of these events?
Like, it's what are we doing here, Carver? What are we doing here?
360.
He's 350. Like, give me a break. What do you got to do? Tie it up with the golf? Scheffler with a home run prop? Like, what are we doing here? I don't want to be hedging this guy on Sunday. But there are guys, a lot of guys in that 18-25 range, I think, Carver, that tickle our fancy this week.
They certainly do. Let's get right into it, Cam. Here's the outrights for me. I know this guy's going to be super popular this week. But that's because he is so good at this place. Patrick Cantlay, the last few years, a third, a second, and then another third to 2 years before that. For the last 5 years, second or third for Cantlay at Harbortown, 20-1 I got him at. I'm in. Who else plays well here? And I thought played well Saturday and Sunday at Augusta that maybe can get them kickstarted. Jordan Spieth, 40-1 for him. He's won here. He's lost in a playoff. He's been very good at Harbortown. That's recent, too, by the way. That's not old Spieth. That's within the last 3 years, Spieth, so I'll try him. I love the way Sun Jae-in played last week, Cam. I'll get back on the horse here at 45-1 with him. JT Poston also has got multiple top fives in the last 3 years at this event, 70-1. Sahith Tagala, he's been awful, but second last year, fifth the year before that, 80-1 for him. And Tom Hoagie, of course, you remember him last year. He came back on Monday to finish out, and it cost him like 10 places. I was furious at Hoagie last year. But I'll go back to him. 100-1, Cam, for Hoagie for my big ball.
Just remember, Hoagie's been a friend. He's also hurt, but he helped you big time with a top five this year coming out of the clouds. So he's a love-hate guy. We love Hoagie. We party with him, but sometimes he lets us down. You got it, Carver. Cantlay, I'm with you. 20-1. I love this guy this week. Harbortown equals Cantlay, and I'm not playing Scheffler at like under 4-1. Sun Jae-im, I'm with you. This is fantastic stuff. His ball striking is impeccable. If he putts, he can win this tournament. Robert McIntyre, big disappointment with a hot play last week. I think this course more suits him at 55-1. Bud Cauley's my guy at 85, and I'm going big fish hunting. Give me the Bridgman. Jacob Bridgman. Mm. What do you call it? The Merritt Bridgeway? No, that's the Merritt Parkway. Yeah. Sorry,
no,
Carver.
That's the Merritt Parkway. One. Troy Barrett.
Hello. Hello. Mr. Girard. I'm taking Ryan Girard at 180-1. I am crazy. I love him this week.
Placements for me, Cam. You know what? I will take Scheffler for a top five at -105. Corey Connors has been a top 10 machine in these signature and big events. Top 10 again for Corey at +220. Wyndham Clark, top 10 at +400. Finished 30 a year ago. Bud Cauley, there he is, Cam. I got him.
Hey,
T20 for me at +220. Willie Z, I'm expecting a bounce back after missing a weekend at Augusta. Top 20 at +230. And Gary Woodland had the week off last week. Was playing well going into the Masters. Maybe he picks it right back up. Top 20 at +280.
Yeah, my girlfriend's on Gary Woodland this week for a top 20 and a win too, Carver. You're riding it with Mrs. Bear. Here we go. Top 10s. Don't call me Dunn Henley and the Eagles. Top 10 +180. We got Ryan Ginger at +300. I need a drink. JT Poston, great iron player, +130. Thompson's Water Seal, the guy fell apart on Sunday at the Masters, +160. He'll do well this week. Here you go, Harvard. Is that soon? Is that soon? I'm with this guy. I love this course for him. Top 40 plus 115 in our addiction of Cole Kane. Never stops. Cole Kane's back. Top 140. What is it? Plus 120 for a 40? I'm in with the Cole man. Let's go.
First round leaders for me, Cam. A little mix of chalk and some big bombs. Cantlay 25-1. Speed 35-1. Dangerous Denny McCarthy at 45-1. JT Poston at 50. Hoagie at 60. I can't quit the Cole Kane either. 75-1. And Adam Hadwin at a hundo this week. I'll try it.
Tommy Fleetwood, he's like a quarter horse, a Thursday warrior, 30-1. Rye, 40-1. Ash K. Batea, 50-1. I love JT Poston in tournament and first round leader out of the gate. Here's my friend, Mr. Thursday too. Jager bomb. I got a Rye and a Jager. You think I got a drinking problem? Oh yeah, let's throw some Cole Kane down too at 90-1. We have fun first round leaders, Carver. Let's party and get one and talk to Keith Stewart. It's the Stewart tartan, by the way. That's the winning goat.
That is the Stewart Tartan. And listen, there's an alternate event this week, a Jabroni tournament, the Punta Canta Classic that's going on. The Corrales Punta Canta Championship. I like Seamus Power, Ryan Fox, Emiliano Grillo, the little Argentinian with a big heart. And Skins at 300 in a field like this. He's usually 300 in a big field.
Shirts
300 for Skins. Shirts
Give
and
Carver
Skins
some
this
skins.
Week.
$10 gets you 3,000 skins. Let's go, Carver. Enjoy Punta Canta. Fun times.
Well, everybody loves those Jabroni events, Cam. Yeah, they're a lot of fun. And that's usually a spot where a guy like a Seamus Power, you know, he gets his one win for the year over at the Jabroni tournament. Cam Stewart, Golf Wednesday, the RBC Heritage. We got it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I'll just give you an update on a couple of things. I know the Twins walked off the Mets, and they won that game 4-3-10. And this Real Madrid game with Arsenal is in the 58th minute. It's still scoreless in Madrid, and they're down 3-0 aggregate. And the other game in Milan, Inter is up 2-1 now on Bayern, and they were scoreless at the half. It's 2-1 now, and they're up Inter 4-2 now in aggregate, and they're in the 65th minute.
They are in the 65th minute. The Twins did walk off the Mets. So the Twins get the victory there out in Minneapolis. And the Cubs and the Padres are scoreless right now. Top of the second in San Diego. It's a beautiful day, by the way. The sun is just shining. It just looks gorgeous. I saw somebody with that soft serve ice cream, too, in a helmet down the third baseline. They were just chowing it at Petco Park. It was just amazing.
You know, there's a couple of things. Yesterday, allegedly, what I heard was, is that at San Diego State, they had, at the school Gunner's at, they had like riots there. They had like protests that turned into riots. And there were cops allegedly beating students with nightsticks. And then today, allegedly, I heard that, I don't know the details. All I know is I heard that someone set the library on fire. I mean, like, what is happening? Can I just go to the Petco and have some ice cream? Do I need all this? Like, I got to check and see if my son's alive at this college. Like, what is happening out here? You know, honestly, I just can't have this stress, Carver. I got a game tonight.
Not a good scene at all out there. Hopefully everybody's okay. The Mavs and the Kings, let's finish this off. The second play-in game, the 9-10 game tonight in the Western Conference. Mavs, of course, we know what kind of year they're having. And the Kings, 40-42, they will host the game tonight. They're minus 5.5. 213.5 is the total.
It's got to be like the end of the horrible book on Klay Thompson's nightmare journey to Dallas to play for the Mavericks and the season that he just went through, right, where they traded away Luka Doncic and his battery mate, your boy Kyrie Irving, blew out his knee, right? And so everything has gone wrong for him. All he had to do was play for his father's team, the Lakers, and he'd be in the playoffs, going for a ride, maybe winning a title, watching banners get raised like he did in San Francisco and in Oakland. Okay, so I think it's the end of him. I really do. Like, this is on Like, he doesn't even matter anymore, but it's still on him. The nightmare that he's been through in Dallas, you can't tell me that dude likes the decision he made to go play for the Mavericks. And this is what you get. He got it served up real nice and cold. The only way they have a shot in this game tonight, as far as I'm concerned, is if Anthony Davis has 40 and 25. Literally, I'm not even kidding. He's got to, like, dominate like never before in his entire career for that team, I think. Now, look, I don't think the Kings are that good. I really don't. I think they deserve to be in a 9-10, right? But they're at home, and they got DeRozan, and they got, you know, a bunch of guys that can put it in the hole, like our boy from Chicago. You know what he's going to do there. So the bottom line is, I think they got, you know, too much for the Mavericks.
I'm with you. I'm going to go for Kings tonight. I'm going to lay it at 5.5. I think they're just better in there at home. I think that this Mavericks season deserves the proper ending. And the proper ending is probably a double-digit loss in Sacramento. That just seems like the perfect way to end this Dallas Mavericks season, is if that's what goes on. All right, we will come back and then start all of the baseballs. I have several things for you. Of course, a few things from last night, including the Yankees win over the Royals. And then we have tons of games tonight that we have to get to, including some home runs for later. We did get one last night with your boy, Tyler, don't call me Tommy Soderstrom.
He hit two of them.
He hit two. I wish they paid you double for that. I wish you got paid double for a guy hitting two.
You double they should start every time somebody you ring the bell. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Somebody needs to come up with that promo. One of these books got to come up with that promo. You bet a guy to hit a homer if he hits two, you get a little bit more on top. You get a little boost or something like that if a guy ends up hitting two home runs. But we'll do
like
that
free dessert.
When we come back.
Get some
free
dessert.
Give me a little cherry on top for a guy hitting a deuce.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
That is unbelievable. The Arsenal Gunners just scored, Mike. They're up 1-0
wow.
In Real. And now they've scored. Real ties it 1-1. It's still 4-1 aggregate. They're still up 3 goals aggregate. And it's, you know, I don't know the exact minute of it. I saw the Arsenal goal, and then I see this beauty that Real just put in. And they got to be at around the 60th plus minute at the very least. I don't know exactly what minute they're in, but it's tied up now 1-1, but they're still down 3 aggregate. And it's in the 67th minute.
Still down with the aggregate so far. And look, it's getting late early for Real, but a quick response for them. We'll see if they can dig a little bit deeper out of that hole incoming. Bottom two, nothing cooking in San Diego so far. Really nothing happening at all as Boyd and Pivetta are both pitching pretty well in the early going. Baseball from last night. First of all, we'll go to the Bronx where the Yankees beat the Royals 4-2. Not a lot of long balls for the Yankees last night, but what did they get, Scotty? How about a timely hit?
The Martian.
Really, for the first time this year, you could say, from the Martian, Jason Dominguez clearing the bases on the YES Network.
And the 1-2. Line drive, it's a base hit down the left field line. Chisholm scores. Volpe scores. They're waving home Wells. Wells scores. It's a bases clearing double for Dominguez. And the Yankees have taken a 4-2 lead.
He had a great game, 3-for-3, the 3 RBIs on the big double that cleared the sacks. It's the first time he's done anything, as far as I'm concerned, as a Yankee. But, hey, they win the series. That's a done deal now. And they're 10-7, whatever. And I'd rather be 10-7 than 7-10.
You would definitely rather be 10-7 than 7-10. There's no question about that. I'll tell you one thing they should stop doing, too, because I've noticed them do this last night recently. And I know Boone had an excuse last night. He said the guy lost his contacts. Can you leave him in the game the whole night? Like, they keep taking him out for defense in, like, the 6th, 7th inning. Just leave the kid in the game. Just let him play. Let him learn.
That's the only way he's going to learn.
The only way he's going to learn is if he's out there. All you're doing every night, taking him out in the seventh inning, is just telling him that he sucks in the field. That's pretty much what you're telling him.
That's right.
He hasn't been bit. He has not been a complete butcher out there so far over the first month of the season.
I heard the story about the contacts. He lost both contacts. How's that possible?
Who knows? I think it was a play, the helmet went across his eyes at some point when he was batting. I don't know when he lost the contacts, but that was someone asked him and he gave that as the excuse last night. So maybe tonight he'll leave him in there. Whatever.
I've never seen someone lose both contacts in my life doing anything.
And why not just put some new ones in? They don't got any other contacts in the clubhouse?
No, they're very busy. They're very busy. They're eating sunflower seeds.
Maybe that's an ignorant comment from me. I'm not an eyeglass/contact guy. I don't know how hard it is to acquire another set of contacts to go. But if you're a major league player who wears them, I'm guessing you should have some kind of backup set in your locker.
In the dugout, in your locker, both.
But leave the kid in the field and let him play, please. That's my only ask for
them. I can't wear them. I used to wear them when I was a kid, and they told me I had stigmata life.
Yes. the Diamondbacks beat the Marlins 10-4. A grand slam for Corbin Carroll, who's gotten off to a hot start this year for Arizona.
Naylor, breakfast.
We didn't play him. And I we should have, but Naylor homered too, and it was Tuesday.
On a Tuesday night.
And it was Tuesday, which was a bad job. He's been quiet. He only had one this year going into it.
No fly list.
Reds beat the Mariners 8-4. The Nationals beat the Pirates 3-0. Now, I'm going to ask you this. I know you've watched a lot of these games at PNC. Have you ever seen a guy hit the top of that beer stand out in right center field and bounce a ball into the river before? Well, you did last night from James Wood on Masson.
Oh, and Wood, high drive to deep right center. See you later. It wouldn't bounce into the river, would it? Number six for James, and hello, game two here in the Berg.
445 on that one to dead center. I've never seen anything go that far here. Bob, that shot out of a cannon. Get it? Dad joke there?
Yeah.
Oh, you get it? Yeah.
He's cracking pirate jokes.
Yeah. Shot out of a cannon, sure enough.
Hey, listen, here's some news for the Nats announcers. They suck as bad as the Pirates.
They're as bad as the Pirates.
I mean, you suck as bad as them, so... You making fun of them is almost funny. You got me there. It really is funny that you're making fun of a team you're as bad as.
In fact, to be quite honest with you, it's even more amazing that they allowed 10 runs to the Pirates the night before. That's the bigger joke. They allowed 10 runs to the Pirates the night before that, so they should calm down. Phillies beat the Giants 6-4 last night. Look who it is, your boy, Bryce Harper, to right field on NBC Sports Philadelphia.
That is a towering fly ball to deep right field. Yastrzemski is back. It is gone! It carried on out of the yard. Two-run home run for Harper. And the Phillies have added to the lead. It's now 6-3.
Well, I mean, what do they got? The hockey horn going at the bank?
Well, they're not... No Flyer playoff games this year. You might as well get the hockey horn going since they're not going to have any Flyer playoff games. The Red Sox beat the Rays 7-4. Quite the night for Alex Bregman. 5-for-5 with 2 home runs. And then he said, see you guys later. He went back to Boston last night because his wife's having a baby. So he left town. He won't be with them tonight. Tough to go home off a 5-to-5, two-homer game.
Babies being delivered in the middle of the season when I got a game to play.
Got to plan it out better. Cleveland beat the Orioles 6-3. Charlie Morton having a rough start to the year.
The
gave
fisherman.
Up 5 runs. He's now 0-4 this season.
They're going to get rid of him.
It would not surprise me in the least. The A's beat the White Sox 12-3. 2 home runs for Tyler, don't call me Tommy Soderstrom. Now leads the not just the American League, all of baseball with 8. Here's the second one on A's radio.
Rooker at first, Butler at third. As Penn Murphy at the belt, now to the plate in the pitch. That swung on, drive to deep right field, just looking up as Palacios. He has done it again. A three-run homer for Soderstrom, and the A's lead 9-3. Oh, is that ball well hit?
Jesus, guy. You got to get him involved here now. We've been talking about him, and we did make money with him last night. We got to have him on the, like, you know, redial.
We had him last night. He came through for us, that's for sure.
He's at least once or twice a week, bro, this guy.
He's going to – you know, they got – the thing about the A's is they got a lot of good candidates between him and Rooker and the Butler, who's been a little quiet here to start the year. So we got to get some more A's
Barron's
guys.
Tied it up. It's 4-3 aggregate. Wow. In the 80th minute, they've tied it up.
Wow, they need one more. Need another one. Got to get one more to get to 4-4. Rangers beat the Angels 4-0. Dodgers beat the Rockies 6-2 last night. They got a homer from Will Smith in that game. And as
he's
we mentioned, the Cubs.
Too, that guy.
He hits a lot, Will Smith. Cubs beat the Padres 2-1-10. That was, as we mentioned about an hour ago, the first home loss for the Padres this year.
Fail.
Man, they play a lot of home games too. They must have a pretty long road trip coming up soon because they've played, I think they've only played like three, I think it's six road games they've played so far. So I think the Padres will be out on the, getting the suitcases ready for a nice long trip. All right, I'll give you the rest of the baseball when we come back and all the games tonight. Good ones again. Yankees still at home against the Royals. We'll see if the Dodgers can beat the Rockies again with a very big price. And we will give you the taters as we move forward here with all the baseball. The soccer's
getting good.
Do
you think? Do you think Barron's got plenty of time to score a goal and tie this aggregate?
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, so Tucker just drove in a run, and the Cubs are up.
Yes, 1-0 Cubbies. They had the bases loaded, nobody out, and Tucker hit a sack fly out to deep left field. Now your Suzuki's up, first and second, one out, 1-0 Cubs, top third at Petco. A couple of other things before the games. There's a lot of WBC chatter right now after Judge was named the captain. So right. Pete Alonso has said that he wants to play. He wants to be involved for Team USA at the WBC. Everybody wants to play for the World Baseball Classic. So we shall see. Now there's other first baseman, obviously, for USA, whether you're talking Bryce Harper, Matt Olson, etc. But I'm sure they can find a way to get the polar bear in there if he wants to be there. Fernando Tatis Jr. confirms he'll play for the Dominican Republic, who could have a pretty scary lineup. How about Tatis, Soto, Vlad, Machado, Elly De La Cruz, Ketel Marte, Jose Ramirez? Keep going.
They're better than the Dodgers.
That's a pretty good squad. They might beat the Dodgers, the DR team. I think they could beat the Dodgers.
That's what they should do with the All-Star game is have that team take on the rest of the best. Yeah. That's the best right there. And then let's see them compile it. All the other All-Stars get voted onto a team that has to play that team, and they'll get their ass beat.
Dodger Stadium will be the official venue for baseball at the 2028 Olympics in Los Angeles. So that's going to be a very long
Where
road trip for
they
the Dodgers.
Played? Anaheim? At that dump?
I guess they were probably in discussion. But, I mean, if you're having an Olympics in Los Angeles – and I'm certainly this happens whether it's Olympics anywhere in the world. Don't you want to use the iconic venues of that city? Isn't that part of having the Olympics in that city? Yeah. So if you're going to play baseball at the Olympics,
Coliseum,
and the Olympics are in LA, you got to use Dodger Stadium. I mean, that's just you just have to. So
are they going
to
play the basketball at the Intuit and at the Crypt or?
I think it's just at the Intuit. I think that they've got something else going on at the Crypt. I'm not 100% sure on that. I'll have to double check, but I know only one of them has the hoops, whichever one they're going to be at. And ESPN is going to broadcast 10 of these Savannah Banana games this summer. And the story had it tied into the MLB opting out. I mean, I know these guys are fun. Everybody has a good time when they go to these banana games, but that ain't going to replace any kind of Major League Baseball on ESPN, putting those banana guys up every day. That's not going to
work. And then there's the thought of maybe it should, because baseball is boring, and you see the crowds in towns like Pittsburgh and in these bad baseball cities that they don't draw and they don't win. And then you see this guy in his yellow banana suit who has turned this into a gigantic business and who is selling out not only baseball stadiums, but NFL stadiums. Everywhere they go, it is sold out, and they put on a show. It's entertainment. It's like, I mean, the baseball is the last thing that matters in that whole escapade that they put on. And it has drawn the attention of, obviously, 60 Minutes. It's drawn the attention of Major League Baseball. They had to get their hands in on it. It's drawn the attention of stadiums all over sports. They want to book them. They sell tickets more than monster truck jams and rodeos. Believe me, the Savannah Bananas, they have, you know the deal. They have the whole thing. They dance. They do all this. They got old lady cheerleaders. They got men cheerleaders, grandpas. All the players do gymnastics and flips. One of the guys pitches on stilts. He literally is like 20 feet in the air and he's pitching. And all of them, I think most of the guys that are on the team played like Division One, college baseball. So, and not only that, they become like the Globetrotters, and the teams that they play in their like Globetrotter world are all really good too. So, you know, the funny thing is like, it is more entertaining than Major League Baseball. That's what's the joke's on Major League Baseball. This guy has beaten Major League Baseball with his stupid circus, whatever you want to call it, of traveling idiots. It really is fantastic what he's pulled off.
From a broadcasting standpoint, would I watch it once? Yes. To see, because I've never been to one. So, and I'm sure I probably don't understand because I've never been there. I'm sure my kids would be into it. Is there returnability there? Are they doing the same stunts every game? Are they doing different stuff every game? Is it like if you turn on a different game, are you watching the same thing you watched the last time you watched?
I don't know.
Like, that's where, for me, I don't know, rolling 10 games out, I hope they're doing is a little different feel to it. Because, like, the Globetrotters, you got the same show every city you went into. You know, they're going to dribble the ball around and throw behind your back.
Fair enough.
And so that's just from a broadcast perspective. That's what would worry me from that standpoint. I agree, fun, but the rewatchability is what I'm worried about. All right, we'll get to tonight now. Let's start it, and then we'll finish it after the break. Cleveland is in Baltimore against the Orioles again. It'll be Gavin Williams and the Dean Kramer. Orioles minus 130, plus $1.10 for Cleveland, and an 8.5.
I like the Guardians here and Williams.
I like the Guardians and Williams also. The Orioles just aren't playing well right now, although they do see a righty tonight, which will probably help them out. Arizona still in Miami against the Fish. Brandon Pfaadt and Max Meyer tonight. Minus 150 for the Snakes, plus 125 for the Marlins, and an 8.5.
Yeah, I think more of the same tonight from the Diamondbacks against the Marlins.
More of the same indeed. They pounded them last night. All right, we've got the rest of the slate when we come back. The Padres now getting involved, getting some guys on base here against the Cubs. So things are starting to open up a little bit over at Petco. First and third for the Friars, down 1-0.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
So, honestly, this game is crazy. So, Barron has the ball, and they have been on the attack for, like, 5 straight minutes. They need one goal, in this 2-2 game to tie the aggregate and send it into extra time, right? And they are attacking like no other. I mean, they are attacking and shooting, and the goalie just made an insane save for Inter. I mean, just insanity, fully stretched out. Stretch Armstrong save on a header. Unbelievable. It is an unbelievable ending. And I mean to tell you, Barron is coming at them in waves and trying to tie this game. The other one's over. It's there's no way they're scoring three goals. They're in the 90th minute. They're not scoring three goals in 5 minutes, whatever it is. Madrid's going down. Arsenal's going to win this thing. Madrid's still firing shots on goal, and they're not scoring. So the Inter game is the better one. And I don't know what's happening here. There's like a fight on the field or something. Something's happening. Yellow cards, fights. The bench is coming onto the field. There's fans throwing things. It's all evolving rapidly.
Rest of the baseball for this evening. Seattle in Cincinnati still against the Reds. It'll be Bryce Miller and Nick Martinez tonight. Minus 110 both sides. 8.5 the total.
Wow. Geez, both of these guys stink. Give me the over, and I'll take the Reds in the Queen City.
Two-run single, it looks like, for Machado. That did get through. I know one run came in. It still says 2-1 on the board. So 2-1, San Diego now leads the Cubbies as Machado just found a hole out there through the infield to get another run in. Nationals and the Pirates again. Of course, at PNC, tonight we will have Mitchell Parker Lewis can't lose against Bailey Falter. Buccos minus 120, even money for the Nats and an 8.5.
We never bet against Parker, so I'll take the Nats. And Inter just won that game, and they have knocked out Bayern Munich of the Champions League, and Madrid's going to be knocked out momentarily.
Yeah, those are a couple upsets there, honestly, with Arsenal. And now they had the advantages coming into these second legs, but if you would have, you know, from the beginning of these matchups, right, those would have been two big upsets for Arsenal and Inter to both find themselves through to the last four. Giants still in Philadelphia against the Phillies. Robbie Ray and Aaron Nola this evening. Minus 150 for the Phillies, plus 125 for the Giants, and a 7.5.
I'm going to take Robbie Ray and the Giants over Nola. Nola has been struggling and has been getting torched, giving up 6 runs every time he pitches. Give me the San Francisco Giants and their 12-5 mark that they get it done at the bank. And I hit that Phillies game last night as well, and the day before the Giants. So I've been winning tickets with the Giants.
Red Sox in Tampa against the Rays at Steinbrenner. Sean Newcomb and Zach Littell tonight. Minus 130 for the Rays, plus 110 for the Sox, and a 9.5.
Yeah, I like the over in this game as well. And I'm going to go over to 9.5, and I'm going to take Boston. Although I am sketchy without Bregman in that lineup. So what, are they going to stick Devers in there with him gone?
They put someone else at third base. Devers is DHing. They didn't even put him out in the field.
They pay him.
They just refused to put him back at third, I guess. They don't even want to get it started with the one night that Bregman's off. Royals in the stadium against the Yankees. Chris Bubich against Clark Schmidt making his first start of the season as he comes off the IL. Minus 155 for the Yankees, plus 130 for the Royals, and a 7.5.
I'll take a shot with Bubik here and the Royals. Your boy has been tough. He's looked good for Kansas City. We haven't seen Schmidt. I think he struggles. I'll take Kansas City tonight.
A's are in Chicago still against the White Sox. It'll be Osvaldo Beto against Jonathan Cannon. Minus 160 for the A's, plus 135 for the White Sox, and a 7.5.
Always bet on Libido. Your boy, give me Libido and the A's. And the Angels Butler did it tonight, swinging the big stick.
Butler tonight, wind blowing in Chicago has me nervous about Taters in that A-White Sox game. I'll give you the last two games and the Taters on the other side of the top of the hour for us. So 2-1 Padres after the Machado hit. They go to the top of the fourth out at
Petco. And I think, I may be wrong, but you know, I think Arsenal put another one in just to stick a dagger in them.